good morning, everyone. Welcome to Praise Chapel. Looking forward to today, the blessings being shared. And let's sing. Take your songbooks, turn to number 190, please. 190. And we'll sing together, Rejoice, the Lord is King. 190, let's stand, please, as we sing. Sing it right out, everyone. Second together.
Save us, Savior, the God of love.
Are you rejoicing this morning? I hope so, right? And just sing it out on that last stanza. Rejoice in glorious hope, everyone.
Rejoice in glorious hope.
To our annual Praise Chapel, and it's exciting to see some visitors with us today. It's good to see some of our graduates here, and I hope being here it'll bring back memories of when you were in school, and we would have testimony chapels like this. And it's good to see Brandon Lawrence here with us down from Virginia. I don't know why, but maybe to see Andrew, and we're glad to have you here. Would you ask the Lord to bless our chapel service today?
Father, what a privilege it is to be here today. Thank you for each one of these students that prepared to serve you. I pray that you'd be honored and glorified, lifted up today, Lord, as testimonies are given, as we think about your goodness in our lives. We're so thankful for all that you've done. Pray that, Lord, you'd receive the glory now. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you to remain standing. Take your Bibles, if you would, though. We're going to do some reading here this morning as we get started. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 145. Psalm 145, and as we start our praise chapel today, I want to direct your attention to a psalm of praise that was written by David, and I think that it would be good for us to pattern our praise after what we see in the Scriptures. And so in just a moment, we're going to read. I will read verse 1, you will read verse 2. We'll alternate until we get to verse 21, and we will read verse 21 all together. So I'll begin with verse 1, and then you'll read verse 2, and we'll go back and forth until we all read together verse 21. So we're in Psalm 145. Verse 1 says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever.
Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable.
One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts.
I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works.
And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness.
They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, thy saints shall bless thee.
They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power.
To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom.
Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations.
The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down.
The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season.
Thou openest thy hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works.
The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth.
He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them.
The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed.
And altogether, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Thank you. You may be seated. I think that if we do what the psalmist has just done in the passage that we've read, I think that we're in store for a great, great service. In a moment, we're going to have some special music here before we begin our testimonies. But I just want to remind you, there are two microphones here at the front, and there'll be several rounds of testimonies. And you say, how many rounds? I have no clue. It's just one of those things that's in the ebb and the flow. We're not interested in forcing any testimonies or requiring them, but we want to give ample opportunity. And so what we'll do after the special music is we'll take our first round of testimonies, and you'll just come to the front to each side. This is not only for students, but faculty, staff, alumni. If you'd like to participate here today, you can feel free to do so. And we'll maintain the same format, if you would give your name and where you're from at least, and share your testimony. And just like we emphasize in chapel, a testimony is not about you. It's about the Lord. It may be that the Lord has put a specific person in your life. It may be that the Lord has taught you a specific lesson. It may be that there's a specific trial. It may be that there's some specific thing that he's put in your path to teach you a great thing. I want to encourage you to just share maybe what you've learned about the Lord. Whatever it is, I hope that when you come, that you'll be planned out in your mind. I know some of you have 3-point outlines that you bring, but I would just warn you, you're not the preacher today, and they'll not be a love offering, okay? You don't know this, but we've installed trap doors by both microphones. And all I have to do is nod at Ryan, and then, you know, when you've gone too long, you've perished. You've lost your break, and you'll never come back to school again. So just keep that in mind. Be careful about your time, because we want to give time, ample time for everyone. So we're going to have a ladies' trio come and sing, and then after that, we'll take our first round of testimonies.
To the Lord, come let us offer him praises, let us give thanks for all he's done, come let us sing to the Lord. His handiwork in all creation, as nature testifies, the grandeur of the God of all things, in for he is worthy of praise. Lift up your voice, sing praise to God, worship him all of your days. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Come, let us offer him praises. Let us give thanks for all he's done. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Thunder rolls, we see God's power in all things great and small. The heavens fill with brilliant color, then God has made it all. So as we see, my sing to the Lord, for He is worthy of our adoration. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Come, let us offer Him praises. Let us give thanks for all He's done. Come, let us sing and come to the Lord. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Come, let us sing to the Lord.
Thank you, ladies. Okay, we'll take our first round of testimonies. So if you'd like to come ahead, all right, we've got several. These that are up in Atham, we'll let them be round number one there, all right? So that'll be good. That'll be good. All right. Hannah, we'll start with you.
Hannah Huber, I'm a sophomore secretarial major from Pennsylvania, and I just want to praise the Lord for His patience. Sometimes I think, like, oh, I'm getting better at this, I'm doing better at this, and then the Lord shows me so many areas where I'm not doing well, and I'm just so thankful that He not only points those things out to me, but that He takes the time to help me improve in those areas and that I can continue growing, so I'm just thankful for that.
Amen.
Abby Birchwell, L.Ed. major, and I just want to praise the Lord that nothing that we do in service for God is insignificant. There's just something I was struggling with at the beginning of this summer, and that was just the fact that my dad spent so long in Bible college, and he always wanted to be a pastor, and then when he became a pastor, he didn't get a chance to be a pastor for very long. It was only 7 years, and that last year, he really couldn't pastor at all just because of the cancer and the cancer treatments. And so that was one of those things that I was trying to accept by faith, that God knew what was best and that God had seen everything that He had done, even though, you know, we hadn't seen much church growth or really much fruit there at all, even though my dad had been very faithful in that ministry. And so that was just something in my heart that I was really struggling with. But then this summer, traveling with the ladies trio, a lot of the churches that we went to, there were people there who knew my dad or had been directly affected by something that my dad had said or done. And just getting to see all that, even though I didn't have the faith that I should have to accept what I knew was true, I was really struggling with that. But God was just still gracious to show me that and just to encourage me with that. And I just needed that encouragement that even when it feels like you're not doing anything great or nobody sees the things that you're doing for the Lord, God does know and God does keep track.
Amen. Elizabeth.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth Randall, and I'm a junior music major. And I just want to praise the Lord for all the different places in my life that God moved me around. Sometimes people ask, where are you from? Like, I don't know. Like, five different states. But looking back, I can see how those different places had an effect on my life, and even being here, I can still see God doing a lot of work. And I also want to praise the Lord for my parents, because they never discouraged me from going into the ministry. They always told us, whatever God wants you to do, we want you to do that. They're never like, you need to go get a job where you'll earn a lot of money. They're like, we want you to serve the Lord and just serve Him with your whole life. So I'm very thankful for them.
William Brawley, junior missions major. I'm just kind of blown away with what God's done in my life in the last year. Just getting to travel with NBT this summer was incredible. And seeing how it's not about what I can do, but what God does through me. And then just some of the relationships that He's restored in my life in the last year as well, with family members, many of which I hadn't been in contact for, you know, 5-10 years. And so that was just incredible. But really the biggest thing that has kind of hit me lately, and I want to praise God for, is how He works in our lives, how He's been working in my life. And it's not been easy, and it's not been fun, and it's not been enjoyable. But it's been a lesson to learn and things to go through. And I'm just thankful for God's patience in helping me grow.
Annalisa Quinn, senior missions major from Philadelphia. I'm thankful that God has made Himself known plainly in His word. And there's people that search their whole life for purpose and satisfaction, like we learn in world religions class.
but that's not the truth. But I'm thankful that God has made himself known and we do have a purpose in this life, and that he made us to need him and he satisfies our hearts. And I'm thankful that he's chosen to use us to tell others about his grace. One of my friends that's unsaved was saying, why doesn't God just get over the PA system and tell the gospel? But God has chosen to use us instead, and not even the angels, because they don't get to experience God working through us in this lifetime. So I'm thankful for his plan.
Samuel Hankey, master's student now. I wanted to praise the Lord for the impact that Neighborhood Bible Time has had on my life over the past two summers. I did it after my junior year for my evangelist internship. And then after I did that, I wasn't necessarily expecting to go back again. I kind of had mixed emotions about it at the end of the summer. I was glad I did it, but I wasn't necessarily wanting to go back. But the Lord just really changed my heart about it last Christmas. And it was especially neat to see the impact that prayer had just this summer, especially. Knowing about 4 or 5 months ahead of time that I was going to Neighborhood Bible Time, and having traveled before, I knew some of the things that I personally would struggle with or some of the things that we would face as a group. And so being able to pray about those things for several months ahead of time, on top of the hundreds of people across the country who were praying for NBT regularly themselves, I certainly saw that. Between the two summers that I traveled Neighborhood Bible Time, I had rallies anywhere from 5 teenagers up to 50 in the States, and I was able to go to Belize this summer as well, and we had almost 80 or 85 teenagers there. And in the 13 weeks that I held rallies, there was only 1 week that one soul didn't get saved. There was at least one soul that got saved, and many of them, there were multiple of them. And just to see the impact that had as a ministry, to see that the gospel still does go forth and it doesn't return void, and to the impact that had on me, being able to preach and just to develop and just to realize the privilege that it is to be a preacher of the Word of God, it's done a lot for me the past two summers. I just want to praise the Lord for that opportunity.
Amen.
Lydia Chambers, English Bible Studies, sophomore from Rutledge, Georgia. As I've thought back over the last year and last semester of my time here, I've come to be thankful for two things that I never thought I would be thankful for. Number one, that God does not show us the future, that we just keep walking by faith, and that he shows us each step as it comes. And secondly, that God changes our plans. Even when we think we know what is best, God really knows what is best. And my favorite name for God has always been I Am, because I love stability and I love the fact that God doesn't change. And something that I've really seen is how God is the same miracle worker that he was, that has always been. He's the one who parted the Red Sea, who toppled the walls of Jericho, and he still does that in my life. And I've known that in my head my whole life, but just over the past year of my life, I've kind of seen that personally for me. And it's just so amazing to see that my God is the great I Am.
My name is Josiah Crow. I'm a senior music major. And there are a lot of things that we can all thank God for. I'm very thankful for my family. I mean, they're here this time, but I'm thankful for them because of all they've invested in me. I'm thankful that every year I've been at college, even though I never really thought I needed one, I've always had a car, and that's just an extra blessing the Lord's just given me. But I'm really thankful for the Word of God. And I almost thought about saying I'm really thankful for being born into English, because not just because I like English, but because the Bible has been such a fundamental part of our culture as English-speaking people for hundreds of years. And that's a privilege that we very rarely use to its fullest extent, about which the Lord's been convicting me lately. But I'm very grateful that when I need the Bible, it's there for me. And all I have to do is open it and read it. And especially when you think of so many countries that don't have that. And I'm very thankful for the Word of God and thankful for just all the blessings he's given me.
Mrs. Kraftcheck.
Bonnie Kraftcheck, and I'm from Kayser, North Carolina. Don't hold it against me. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14, and that promise from the scripture has been such a confidence to me. And I'm just so thankful for the gift of prayer and that we can stay ourselves upon that. And I'm just so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the opportunity I've had to be here this semester. It's just been such a blessing to me. I've had the fabulous 7 in my English class. And if you don't know them, then you should get to know them because they've been great to teach and a privilege. And I'm just so thankful for that opportunity. And I'm thankful that the opportunity that we have to trust the Lord for big things. And the Lord has really allowed my husband and I to have to trust him for great big things. Our older son, Joe, had a transplant. I think it's about 9 weeks ago, a liver transplant. And we really had to trust the Lord for that. And then also just him coming here, which has been his recovery hasn't been the greatest, kind of up and down. And my husband had to go up there 10 days ago, and he's been staying with him in Wisconsin and trying to help him reach the recovery point so that he can come back here to live with us. In about a week, we're praying, Lord willing, that he'll be able to come. And I'd just like to ask you to pray for his salvation. I know the Lord can save him, and so we ask you to pray for him.
Before we go any further, one other thing that I'll mention, and we'll just have a word of prayer real quickly, but Mrs. Clark, Shari Clark, served on our staff here for a number of years, and her husband, Warren, his health has been declining, and it's gotten to the point now where it looks like Brother Clark is going to end up needing to be put somewhere where he can get the care that he needs, and it's a really a stressful time for the family. Jeremiah Clark, who will be preaching in our opening revival in the spring, has been undergoing cancer treatments. And so while he is, the treatments seem to be effective for him, he's still in the midst of all that, taking care of his dad, staying there and helping. And it's going to involve some relocation efforts there. And so, you know, there's some special burdens that are carried by some that are either, you know, directly here at the school now or have been with us in the past. So let's just take a moment to ask the Lord to help in these things. Father, in the midst of this service, Lord, we thank you that not only can we share our praises, but Lord, we can share our hearts and the things that burden us. And Lord, we thank you for the craft checks, bringing them here. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity that you've given her to teach. And I think about the burden that she carries, Lord, as right now her husband is away and they're taking care of a son who needs physical help. But Lord, not only that, but spiritual as well. And so, Father, I pray that in the next few days that you would make things very clear and plain, that he would be able to recover quickly enough to get back here. Lord, that the family could be brought together. And I pray that you'd work in this young man's heart. And I pray that through the love that he's seen showered upon him and through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, that he'd come to see his need for the Savior and be saved. And pray that you'll help them with this special burden. And I pray, Lord, as well for the Clarks. Lord, we thank you for Shari's work here through the years. Jeremiah, as he served here as well. And Lord, that family's going through some unique trials. Cancer for Jeremiah. Warren's health is deteriorating. Lord, she needs to find a small, very affordable place to live. They need the wisdom to transition him to the next place. And Lord, all this comes in the Thanksgiving holiday. Lord, would you give them a special measure of grace? And I pray that even today, that Lord, you would meet a specific need to encourage their hearts. And that, Lord, that we would be able to praise you in the days to come for how you've helped them through a difficult time. And so, Father, we pray that you'd work on the behalf of these that we care about. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to resume here in just a second. Let me give you a piece of Cleveland County history. Mrs. Krafchek mentioned she's from Kayser. Did you know that the original name of Kayser was Caesar? And they misspelled it on the sign and never changed it. If you think I'm lying, you look at a Cleveland County genealogical book and you will see that I'm telling you the truth. So when she talked about Kayser, there is some background there. All right. So come ahead, Jason.
My name is Jason Delay. I am a freshman missions major from Williamstown, West Virginia. And I just want to praise the Lord so much for his presence. And when we are weak, he truly is strong. And it kind of goes hand in hand with what Camp Barnabas was preached on this past summer, that we always have the Holy Spirit. I just want to praise the Lord that he is always with us.
Tim Schmidt, pastoral major, freshman from Pennsylvania. I have a couple things that I'm just very thankful for. First off, I'm very thankful for friends and family that the Lord has given me in my life to be a huge encouragement to me throughout the days here at college and even during the times back at home before I came, and how the Lord has just used them to work in my life. And second one's going to be kind of hard, but I'm very thankful for God's patience with me as recent times I've been struggling with trials and with trusting the Lord and understanding why things are the way they are, and as asking God, Lord, why is this happening? Lord, I don't understand. But yet the Lord every time has come back and say, hey, it's okay. It's okay. God literally said, hey, I understand what you're going through. Like, I got this. I said, Lord, I don't know. It's like, Tim, just trust me. And throughout all those times I've been through, God has just given me peace and comfort through all the hard times. And again, bringing friends and family in my life has just shown me that no matter what you go through, God's on your side. Like, God will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm so thankful for that.
Amen.
My name is Abigail Crow. I'm a sophomore music major, and I'm from Olive Branch, Mississippi. I just wanted to thank God for his peace that he gives, because today I found out that my great-grandfather passed away last night. It's really amazing the peace that he gives when you know that they were saved. Because I've been to other family members' funerals where everyone knew that people weren't sure that they were saved or not, and it's hard for the pastor or the preacher to get up and to comfort the people when he knows that he won't be in heaven. So I'm just thankful for the peace he gives that we'll be able to see him one day again.
Hi, I'm Antonio Montano, a sophomore evangelist major, and I just wanted to praise God for the work that he's done in my life, and I could be confident of that, and not only for the work that he's done in my life, but also for all the people that he's brought into my life, all the mentors and that have just helped to bring me along the way. And if I name them all, I know I'd be up here for a really long time. But other than that, also for not only the mentors that get to pour into me, but also someone that he's brought into my life that I get to pour into at church, a little guy who's in like first grade. And I didn't really think about it until a little bit ago, but it's just such a blessing. So praise God for that.
Amen.
My name is Adam Coffey. I'm from Shelby, North Carolina. I'm studying second man music and evangelism. I just want to praise the Lord for the time that he's allowed me to spend with him, just not having as many classes left to do. I am able to have some time to just take to spend specifically with God, to get to know his heart, to allow just to see what he wants to do in my life. And also just being able to work in a place where there are lost people that I can invest in, and with all this stuff going on in the world, there's always times where they'll bring something up about it, and I'll be able to say, well, because of this, we know, because we can point them to what the Bible says about it. And they'll be like, well, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen here? Well, we have peace about that because we can look at the Bible and we can look at the truth of what God says is going to happen, and we can direct people back to the Bible. They may not agree with it. They may not believe what the Bible says about it, but it's just an opportunity to bring the Bible into the equation and say, hey, this is what the Bible says about what's happening right now. And I want to praise the Lord for those two things today.
I'm Eli Roberts. I am a sophomore evangelist major from Yatesville, Pennsylvania. And I just want to praise the Lord for the lessons he's been teaching me the entirety of summer and this semester. He's really been just teaching me to trust on him and to be happy in everything, even though I don't want to be. When I wake up and I'm still falling asleep, standing, shutting off my alarm, it's kind of hard to be happy when you're not awake yet. But I just want to praise the Lord for the lessons he's been teaching me also in just trusting him, because there was a lot of points over the summer and even the beginning of the semester I didn't know how certain needs were going to be met or certain prayers were going to be answered, and I was just kind of worrying about it. And it was just a real blessing to see how even the little things of, you know, just needing new tires on my truck, or the fact that my window keeps falling down, but I have a little piece of leather that's stuck in the door so it won't fall down. It's just a real blessing to see how he provides every little thing in our lives.
Okay, Michael. My name is Michael Beam. I'm from Ocala, Florida. I would like to just praise the Lord because this is going to be my last praise chapel here. And my anthem, I guess more of a saying would be, since God started working in my life, was, Lord, I can't. Lord, I can't be a preacher. Lord, I can't go to Bible college. Lord, I can't pay this bill. Lord, I can't. And it just kept coming up over and over again. And it's true. I couldn't. But the Lord worked through me. And the Lord worked despite of me. And with God, all things are possible. And while I've been here, I've got to become more myself than ever before, but be completely different than ever before. And I can't explain that. That's just the work of God. And also, I've got to see people's lives changed. Just my brothers and sisters here. And I never thought I would get to see that. And it's been enlightening. And I can't wait to do that the rest of my life.
Samuel Littlefield, I am a senior pastoral and music major in that order. That's for Dr. Spencer, just to help him out over there, and kind of a grad student too on the side, you know, on the side. You know, simple stuff. I'm really feeling it right about now with all the projects, though, so there's that. But I've got three quick things I want to praise the Lord for. You don't know what you don't know until you know what you don't know, you know? Guys, that's my internship in one sentence. I just like to praise the Lord for my internship over the summer, and just all the practical stuff that you get to see when you're hands-on working with another senior man of God in ministry. Just to be able to see the nuts and bolts of how church works, and not that it's your job to make it happen, but seeing all the administrative stuff behind the scenes and all of that. Lord just really encouraged me with that, and used Pastor to help me with that. Second main thing I'd like to thank God for is that he always puts people in your path that you need when you need them. And I'd like to thank the Lord for a lot of people out here in front of me. If I started naming names, I'd leave somebody out and feel terrible about it later. But honestly, especially for the whole situation. Some of you know about the whole situation with church. I'd love to praise the Lord for my church. It's a great church family there. But I was having trouble getting there with a ride situation. And it looked like we had some people, and then we didn't. And then it looked like we had some more candidates, and then we didn't. Then the 6 weeks are up. It's like, okay, you got to make a decision. And I prayed about it, and I'm like, Lord, I don't feel peace about going anywhere else. Do you have somebody else to send our way? And lo and behold, it took a couple weeks worth of doing stuff and working things out, but the Lord finally worked it out to where I can still go to the church where I am here and still be a part of that body of believers that I've come to now see more as a family. And the last thing I'd like to thank God for is that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I know a testimony earlier said one of the favorite titles was I Am. One of my favorite titles for God is El Shaddai, the Almighty God, who's able to do anything. No matter how little faith that we have, no matter how little strength that we have, our God is able. I'd just like to praise the Lord for that.
Asa Garrison from Milton, Florida. I'll keep it short and sweet, but I'm just so thankful for what God's done in my life. Over the last couple months, it's just been amazing to see God work. And I'm just so thankful for, like, all the people he's put in my life that I needed at a certain point in time. And just all the faculty and staff that, like, care about you and pour their lives into you. It's just amazing, and it's very rare to find anywhere else. So just want to praise God for that.
Just a moment, Brother Robertson's going to come and lead us in another congregational song. We'll still have several rounds of testimonies here ahead. So, Brother Robertson, if you'd come.
Turn, please, to number 46 in your songbooks. Number 46, as you're turning, let me just share a word of testimony, all right? And that way I don't have to wait down there in line. I have kind of an advantage of that. But, you know, the psalmist said in Psalm 68, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." And I was just thinking this morning, I was thinking about the praise service, the benefits. And, you know, sometimes the world says this program has all these perks, you know, and this, that. But there's no program, there's nothing else like the perks or the benefits that you get in serving God. And walking in God's will, I've thought about three things. My three-point outline, but this is going to be very quick, all right? First of all is joy. Doesn't he provide joy? He does every day. You know, sometimes people ask my wife and I, well, how are things going at Ambassador? It's going great because God gives us joy, one of those daily benefits. It also gives peace. It's wonderful when you're walking in God's will, how you have peace of heart every day. And then fulfillment. You know, there's so many people in the world that are looking for fulfillment. But when you're in God's will, he daily gives that to you, the benefits of serving God. Let's sing about it on number 46. Let's stand as we sing. We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer. Sing it together. We praise thee, O God, our second together. We worship thee, God of earth, our God, who lies on earth, when perils o'ertake us, God, save thou that make us, and let thy help alone our Don't you like this text? You know, this tune is sometimes sung to another song that we often associate with Thanksgiving. We gather together. And but looking at this text the other day, I said, that is great. Same old Netherlands melody that we sing, but a fresh text or another text, at least by Julia Bulkley Cady. And it is a tremendous one. As we lift up that last stanza with voices united, sing it right out together. With voices united, our seated, please.
All right, if you'd like to give a testimony, I'm going to ask you to come ahead. So we've got several coming this way. We'll take those that are on their feet. I think that'll be good for now. And we'll let them come. All right, Becky, we'll start with you, okay?
Hello, I'm Becky from St. Petersburg, Florida, and I was thinking, there's so many things to be thankful for, and I'm so grateful for the school and so many things and friends and faculty and staff members that are so patient. But one thing I was thinking about just now, I was like, what can I say? This semester I've been able to join the instrumental ensemble, and I don't really read music very well. I do it mostly by ear, and I can't really hear my part very well. But the faculty are so patient with me, and I'm like, why are they even letting me in instrumental? Because I don't know what I'm doing. And so that's like a huge blessing. Just the patience that all the music faculty have with me. And because I love music, and I love it. And I'm just really thankful that there's a place that has patience with me. And anyway, that's all.
There are a few things that I just want to praise the Lord for. Oh, I'm Caleb. I'm an evangelist major, freshman. Anyway, we'll get that over with. A few things. First of all, the Lord has just really been showing me throughout this semester how much pride that I've had in my heart, and how much that I was holding on to that I thought I had surrendered to the Lord, but really I was holding back for myself. Secondly, I'm very thankful for my family. It's wonderful to have my sister here and to have that relationship, but also my family back home. It's almost like I've gotten closer to them even while being away, which is a really neat thing. And the third thing would be for all the faculty and staff here. There are several of them who have been just really mentoring me, and I get to work with Mr. Thompson and Mr. Haynes. I go to church with Dr. Ashley, and those men have really been helping me just really being an example for me to follow, and so I just want to praise the Lord for those things.
Anna Minion, I'm a senior studying missions and music from Shelby, North Carolina. I just want to praise the Lord for His love. He shows it in so many ways through people, through little blessings that He gives each day. And I was reading yesterday in John, and He says that He prays for us, and that was just a real encouragement to me.
Isabel Eddy, I'm from Gastonia, North Carolina. I just really want to praise the Lord for how He leads. I am not where I expected to be at this moment, but I am exactly where God expected me to be. I am doing something that most seasoned teachers would go, that's really crazy. It is very crazy, and I'm very glad that God has led me to do something kind of crazy and working with three grades at the same time and teaching. But I'm very very grateful that God has better plans than I do. I have every intention of finishing school one of these fine years, eventually, I guess, probably, hopefully. We'll see, as the Lord allows. But I'm very grateful that He has led me to Emmanuel Baptist Church. I'm grateful that He's led me to teach at Champion Christian Academy. And I'm grateful that God's plans are so much better than what I can ever imagine. And that He knows what needs to be taken away, what needs to be given, and what I need to be grateful for. And I'm glad that He knows what I need.
Amen. Rachel.
Rachel Mayo, junior elementary education major from Pocatello, North Carolina. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23. This is my favorite chapter in the entire book, in the entire Bible. It has been so sweet to me these past few years.
that God would send his son to help me, to save me, to lead me in paths of righteousness. And they have been so sweet. Those paths of righteousness have been everything to me. And I just wanted to praise the Lord for that.
Ashton Carr, missions major from the Thumb of Michigan. It's just been a blessing since I got saved. I've been able to see that God works so much, and I've seen my sister get saved. My mom got saved a couple years ago, and this semester I've been really praying for my brother, and we had a revival service, not an awakening service, at our church. But I wrote down, he challenged us to write someone down on a piece of paper, and I wrote my brother's name, and I guess I was committed to witnessing him to him when I was at home, but last night calling him, I found out that he had accepted Christ this past week, so which is a huge blessing.
Amen.
Becca Villanova, a senior music major from Bonaparte, Iowa. I have six things really fast on this bubblegum wrapper. I want to praise the Lord for he himself, just God, and that he is almighty God. He created the world, but he's my father and he's my friend that sticketh closer than a brother or any earthly friend. I'm just thankful for God and him showing himself to me. I also want to thank the Lord for prayer warriors. And I just know so many people who either pray for me daily or they'll send me a text. And just realizing that I wouldn't be here right now if it hadn't been for the prayers of people before I was born, when I was one, when I was six, when I was struggling, when I was in my early teenage years, people who are praying for me now. That's why I'm here. It's because of God answering those prayers. I want to thank the Lord for the faculty and staff and how they've invested in me. I just like adopted them all as family, and it's kind of fun. And I'm just thankful. Thank you for answering my dumb questions that are things that I need answered, and you guys are just so kind in doing so, and I'm just thankful for it. I'm also thankful for my friends here that have become family and how you guys have invested in me and allowed me to invest in you. It's just been really, I've been really thankful for it. And God built us for friendships and relationships. And it's just really neat to see the verse, iron sharpens iron, come true. And realizing that it's okay to have friends that sharpen each other. I'm thankful for my parents. Ever since we were little, they told us that we weren't their kids. We were God's children. And God's been showing me that so much more this semester as I call them and I'm like, hey, I think this is what the Lord wants me to do. And whether it's going out of the country or doing something crazy, they're like, Becca, if that's what God's called you to do, then do it. I know people right now who aren't serving the Lord where they're supposed to be because their parents are keeping them from going. And my parents are like, you're not our kids. You're God's kids. I'm just so thankful for that. And then I want to thank the Lord for brokenness. At the beginning of the semester, the Lord really broke me. And I was questioning him. I was like, why do you have to break me? And he showed me in Psalms that God is near those who are broken. And in the moment, it was hard. But I look back and I just see the grace of God and how God was so near and is so near since that point where I was just willing to let him break me. And seeing how he's given healing because he healeth the broken in heart and he bindeth up their wounds. So I don't know what you guys are going through. It might be a time of brokenness, but it's okay because God delights in brokenness as a sacrifice.
My name is Julia Haynes, and I'm a junior music major from Shelby, North Carolina. I just wanted to praise the Lord for my family that he's given me and what a blessing they are to me, and some of them are here today, and also my parents and how they've been so encouraging to me, and I haven't always appreciated their wisdom as a teen, but I've really come to appreciate and honor their and respect their wisdom, and I'm so thankful for them, and I wanted to praise the Lord for them. And also, this semester, the Lord has really broken me down. And there was one man that preached on self-dependence and God-dependence. And I was like, wow, God, that's me. And I was just like, I just realized that I had been so full of myself and how I need to do this, I need to do this and get this done. But
it's really through God, and that's just something the Lord has shown me that I need to work on, and it is God, and God is faithful to help us, and he wants us to grow and to learn, and I'm so thankful for that.
Hello, my name is Nathaniel Bonnell, and I am a sophomore pastoral and evangelist major from Cashmere, West Virginia. So I just want to thank and praise the Lord just for all he's done in my life this semester. This semester has really been one of growth in my life and just one of those areas. The Lord showed me earlier this semester that I had been doubting him in several different areas of my life. And so I'm just so thankful that he pointed those out to me and that we have a God we can trust with everything in our lives. And I'm just so thankful for that.
Brandon Kilby, a freshman from Fernley, Nevada. Just over the last couple of months, God's just been doing just such an amazing work in my heart and in my life, and just my time with him and just the fellowship with him has just been just so sweet and so just wonderful and amazing, and I've just really enjoyed it, enjoyed getting closer to him and the different things he's been working on my life about, you know, the message on music. God's been working on my heart about music, and I can't quite put into words, like, yeah, God, I know you don't want me to listen to this type of music, but why? And then, you know, messages like that, it's like, okay, that all makes so much sense, and just what God's already working on my heart about. I'm just really grateful for him.
Amen. Sydney Downs, I am a junior English Bible major from Floral City, Florida, and I'm thankful for a few things I mentioned this morning. I'm extremely thankful for the summer opportunity I had in being able to travel for the school. It was an amazing group. The girls were super sweet, and just being able to sing and play the piano and visit all these places I never had and get paid for it, it was just amazing. I was like, wow. And just going to the churches and being a blessing to them, and they were just such a blessing and encouragement to me, and I'm thankful for that. Secondly, I'm thankful for my family and that they get to be here as well. For those of you who know me, you know, I always am talking about my family and super grateful for them. It was really hard in the beginning this semester when my parents dropped me off for a module. My dad had to go have open heart surgery, and that was super hard for me because I wanted to be there for my siblings and for my mom, and that was super hard, and I'm just so thankful for the healing that God gives, the peace that he gives, and just that my dad is well now and that he got to come here for Thanksgiving. And just another thing God's been teaching me this semester is trusting in his strength. I always try to just do things on my own and be strong, you know, I can do this. And just talking to a few friends and just I'm like, I can't do this. And I needed God's strength to get me through this because I can't do it, like Michael was saying. And just trusting in God's strength to get me through the semester. And it's been a growing experience, and I'm just so thankful for God's patience in teaching me.
Joshua Hill, also known as the younger brother of Josiah Hill. So first of all, I'd like to do this. This is for the music majors because I might quote this hymn wrong, and if I get the words wrong, don't shoot me. You probably only have Nerf guns, so it wouldn't hurt too bad, but I'm just going to do it anyway. There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Father above. And that's just, it's words that we say a lot. But back in Ireland during the summer, those words meant a lot to me because I was going through probably one of the most difficult parts of my life. And that was coming from the homeschool environment to now being directly in the world. And it's not like America where half of the people you work with are Christians, right? Or even a few of them. Everybody there is pretty much an atheist and they want to rip Christianity out of you. So the difficulty there was that all of a sudden I have no support and it's just God and me. And you have two choices. The first choice is just succumb to the pressure and just don't witness, don't be a testimony. And act like the world. The other choice you can have is you have to stand firm and just say, I'm going to be a Christian and I'm going to mess up, but I'm going to try to show Christ to these people. And it was really tough. Some days I did not know how I made it through. I was counting down the minutes until my shift would be over and I could get out of there. Dealing with music, constant cursing, that type of stuff. And that's just the world. That's all they know. but it really grates on the Christian. But going back to the hymn there shall be showers of blessing, God reminded me near the end when it was really getting tough, he was reminding me, soon it's going to be over. Soon you'll be finished with this and you will have finished your job here. And whether there were results that you can see or results you cannot see, you did what I called you here to do. And when you finish that, there are showers of blessing and the promise of God has come true. So praise the Lord for that.
Hello, I'm Michaela Daly, and I'm a sophomore music major from Ashburn, Virginia. And I just wanted to praise the Lord for just how he's shown me this year, especially through my devotions and in life of Christ, just the example of Christ as our great teacher and our counselor. And it's just been such a great blessing to me to know that I can go to the Word of God and I can find the wisdom that he has for me. And when I ask him a question, he'll answer me and he'll either point me to the Word or through a certain situation, he'll be able to show me exactly what I need to learn. And that's just been a great blessing.
Lathia Wilson, secretarial major, sophomore. I just wanted to praise the Lord for his love and long-suffering. At the beginning of the year, I was kind of dreading the summer because obviously I hadn't seen my family since that Christmas, and I wasn't going to be able to go home until the next Christmas, this Christmas. And I was really kind of upset about it. I was like, Lord, I've been doing everything you told me to. I came to school. Wasn't that enough? But through the summer, he taught me so much that I wouldn't have been able to learn had I not been taken from everything that I considered comfortable. And he's taught me that to be thankful in the little things. And through the summer, he would let us finish early in the kitchen and go back and just rest. Or I got to watch a couple of staff kids that were just adorable. And when I came back to school, I thought, yeah, I got it all together. I know what I'm doing. And then he was like, oh, yeah? Okay. And so things went kind of downhill this beginning part of the semester. And things were starting to smooth over, but there was one thing left that I had not told my parents. And I had waited absolute years to tell them this, but I just couldn't because I was like, this is something that's just so terrible. They'll think I'm horrible. And this is going to sound weird, but it comes together. But weeks prior, I was always telling one friend, I was like, I am just so upset with life right now. I just want to hold a puppy. Like, that would solve all my problems. Okay, it ties together. Just hear me out. So I was out in the field talking to my mom, and she was very gracious, and she says, I still love you, and I know what you're going through, and so she still loves me. Well, then I got off the phone with her, and I looked up, and I was going back, and Mr. Bun had a puppy. And I was like, Mr. Bun, can I hold it? And he was like, yeah. And so I just got to hold it. And it's so insignificant and it's so small. But when you think about how God actually cares about you as a person, he cares about the little things that make you happy. And he gives those things to you without you even praying for it or asking for it. He cares and he loves you. And it's just, when you think about how God just created everything and, you know, it says God is love or God so loved the world. Well, God loves the people that make up the world. And he loves even the little things that you love. And he, I don't know, it's just so, can go on forever. But I'm just so thankful for God proving his love to me, even if it's just holding a puppy.
Hi, my name is Levi Fox, and I'm a pastoral major, sophomore from Wayland, Missouri. And kind of to build on what Alethea said, I'm just so thankful for the small things that just I can't
I don't have time to take the time to say them all here, but they just add up over time, and especially, and also to second what Julia said, the message by Brother Galvin on self-dependence really just hit me in the heart, and I was something that I needed to address. And just ultimately, I'm so thankful for the Word of God and the preachers and the friends who use it to sharpen me and to show me where I'm wrong and to adjust that, and so I'm just count my blessings.
Bethany Boylston, and I'm on staff here. And I just want to praise the Lord. I was trying to think, what should I praise Him for? There's just like so many things. And I just couldn't pick one. But I was like, ultimately, most of those happened because of the Bible. Even salvation. There's no way faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. There's no way I would have even known about my God except through His Word. And so I just want to thank the Lord for His Word, how He uses it to encourage us, how He uses it to spank us, how He uses it to just guide us in the ways that we're supposed to go. I just praise Him for the power of His Word and that He's a God that cares.
Amen. Elijah Shirt, pastoral major from Oklahoma. Pride has been a continual theme my entire life. And before I got saved, I was constantly looking on myself, and I was constantly looking back on my works. I'd pray prayers, and I would look for the Lord to save me, and constantly I'd look for results in my fruit, and I just could never find salvation, and I thought I was reprobate. It was very bad, and then I got saved when I just heard the gospel, but, you know, His resurrection and where He is right now for me has become ever more real, you know, ever since I've been a Christian. But I wrote this down. When I was estranged from God, there were more sins in my body than hairs on my head. I had filled up the cup of God's wrath, and I was ready to drink it. His arrows were aimed against me, and there was nowhere for me to hide. Concerning salvation, I considered myself a reprobate. His grace was far from my eyes. In my rebellion, I worshiped devils. The more I sinned, the more hopeless for salvation I became. My heart was hardened, and I turned from the light. Then God bound my hands and feet, as He does all the hypocrites, till they will call out for Him. Finally, I heard the gospel preached simply. Christ's blood is shed for me, and He bears those wounds before my Father forever, as a reminder of what He did to purchase my soul. Past the veil, my anchor holds. He is my joy, my hope, and my crown. He is my comfort in tribulation. In Him, I have peace, though I bear the reproach of my enemies here on earth. He will forever satisfy my longing heart, and I will dwell in His courts forever and drink from the rivers of His pleasures. Joy and gladness, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody are in Zion, and He has sealed my home within my heart. Thanksgiving is in my heart, and where He is, there will I be. Thanksgiving shall flow like an everlasting stream. And just as a Christian, through all the trials and the tribulation, you know, I can have confidence and peace knowing where He is right now before the throne of God. And I thank God for that.
My name is Jacob Athel from Iowa, evangelist, sophomore, freshman. A lot's been going on. There's been several things I've struggled with throughout the semester. One thing is, I was always teased about how I might become homesick throughout the semester. It didn't hit until maybe a couple months in, actually. And I realized how little I appreciated my family back home. Because seeing all the different sets of siblings here, and just seeing how much you've taken the time to love each other and care for each other, it made me miss how I'm not able to do that right now. Physically, anyways. Thankfully, we've been able to try to stay in touch at least every week. But it's one of the things that I miss the most. I had to confess to my parents, like, you, I do miss a lot, but because I'm used to being away from home sometimes at camps, I miss my siblings more than you. And they had to tease me a little bit, but they understood. It made me realize how little how much I took for granted of my siblings. I just want to thank you guys so much for taking me in. This really is a wonderful family. Another thing I struggled with as a teenager was having good friends. I was always just wanting someone that I could relate with, that would hang out with me, and sometimes that didn't work out. They would rub off on me in the wrong way. But here, I've been able to talk to people about things that I wouldn't talk about with some random acquaintance. It's someone I can actually relate to, and that's just something that I just want to praise God for.
All right.
Luke Furman, I'm from Northern Michigan, and I'm a pastoral sophomore, and I just want to praise the Lord, first of all, for my salvation, and that's what brought all of us here to study God's Word and prepare for the ministry. Second of all, I just want to thank the Lord so much for the church that I go to here, Temple Baptist Church in Lenore. I mean, I can't thank God enough for it. I mean, I've thought about it so much and just how much God has changed my life through that church. Every single time we hear Pastor Bixler preach, we know that God is going to speak to us somehow and that we'll be changed somehow. So I want to thank him for the preaching and for the fellowship that we have. It's Ryan, Jason, Nate, and Evan. All of us go to church there. It's an hour and 15 minutes each way. So, most people think of that as a disadvantage because, we don't get much studying done. But, I'm just so thankful for just the close friendship we have. It has to be close. We're shoved into the back of his Buick. But, truly, this whole entire semester, there's just been different trials that have just popped up into my life. And I'm just thankful that, I know that if I texted, which I have, I've texted Ryan or I've texted anybody else in the car, I've just said, hey, this is what's going on. Can you pray for me? And I know that they're going to pray for me. I know that they're going to stop what they're doing even and just pray for me. And for Pastor Bixler, I've called him multiple times, and we've talked for 30 minutes to an hour. And, he's as busy as it gets. He's working 60, 70 hours a week trying to keep his church, on fire for God. But he still takes the time to care for us. I just want to praise the Lord.
Amen. Brianna High, junior elementary education major from Wilmington, Ohio. And I have a lot of thoughts rumbling around in my brain, so if this comes out a jumbled mess, I do apologize. But I just want to praise the Lord for bringing me to Ambassador. When I was thinking about what I wanted to praise the Lord for, it all came down to just that point of surrender when I told the Lord, okay, I'll go to Ambassador. I knew that's what he wanted me to do, and he just laid that on my heart, and I surrendered, and he brought me here, and I'm so thankful that he did. Going into my junior year, I've been more reflective on where he brought me from freshman year. They always say it goes fast, and I believed them, but when you say you only have 2 semesters left, that hits differently, and just knowing that it's my time here is almost up, and freshman year, a lot of people, you see the juniors and seniors, and you're like, wow, they are so spiritual. They're so godly. And, you talk to other juniors and seniors, and they're like, well, that person, you should have seen them freshman year. They've grown a lot. And not that they were a bad person, but they had rough edges, and they allowed God to help them with that. And it's like, okay, that's really awesome that God did that for them. And then it's like sitting in the pews and during chapel as a freshman, and God just, pounds you with different things over and over and over again. I grew up in a small church and a small youth group, and I don't want this to sound prideful, but I was one of the most spiritual people in my youth group, and you hear that a lot. But then coming here, and it was like, whoa, no, I'm not. I am not godly. I have so much to work on, and you really feel that through all the chapel messages, and it's overwhelming. How am I going to fix all of this? And then coming in junior year, and it's like looking back at how much God has grown me. And you don't see it in little things. It's overwhelming in the moment.
But then when you look back as it as a whole, and you can see where you were and where you are now. And I'm just so thankful that just God uses the school to have a huge impact on my life. If I hadn't come here, I have no idea where I would be in my walk with the Lord, or just, I mean, I don't even know if I would be, you know, headed into ministry somewhere without coming here. And I'm just so thankful also just being reflective of where he's brought me, and knowing that, you know, I only had 2 semesters left, I wanted to reach out more to people and invest and strengthen my friendships. And the Lord has blessed me with the ability to be a blessing and encouragement to others, and to strengthen and develop more friendships. And, you know, all of that's just from that one point where he said, I want you to go to Ambassador. I didn't know that he had all of this in store for me. But I'm just so thankful that he helped me to surrender to that, and that all the blessings that he gives.
Hello, I'm Andrew Lawrence. I'm a sophomore from Leesburg, Virginia. And things you're thankful for. That's a lot. But I thought I'd just give 3 quick things. And the first one is prayer. I'm going to be honest, I'm not the greatest at praying, but I am thankful for it. And I've seen my parents pray for some pretty amazing things, and I've seen it come to fruition, whether it be with my brother or with our church. And you know, it's things that I've seen, but not necessarily taken part in. And I've seen God answer some pretty amazing prayers, and even some small things, like I need a couple of quarters, and then somehow I get a couple of quarters, or a watch, or just like these really neat things that the Lord does. The second thing I'm thankful for is the preaching of God's word. And I don't think we appreciate that enough, especially here at Ambassador. You know, we just kind of go into chapel every day, and then we go to church, and we don't really think about, like, how important this is. And I was like, man, I feel like I'm mic'd up. Like, how does God know? And the truth is that we are mic'd up. We have prayer. And, you know, the first time that I prayed, I was like, Lord, can you have someone preach about this? I'm really trying to learn about it. Maybe they can point out scripture. And it happened, like, the next day. And I was like, whoa, that was, okay, you know what, like, maybe I got lucky. So I try a second time, and, I'm praying. I'm like, okay, Lord, I would like to have a sermon on this. And it happens again. And so, like, I'm calling up my math teacher, like, all right, what's the probability of this happening? But after it happens double-digit times, and actually any time you ask the Lord to speak to you about something, he will, especially in his preaching. And that has been really special to me. And then something else that I haven't even really realized until recently, I was talking with Dr. Clements, and he kind of found some connections with my family, and he's like, wow, you have a godly heritage. And I sort of let it pass by me, and then later on I'm driving and I'm like, I do have a godly heritage. And while we can't let that define us, I think that can happen sometimes with, you know, pastors' kids, we can sort of let that define us. We can be thankful for that. And we can also try to continue that godly heritage. And that's a goal of mine. And I'm very thankful for my dad, and both my grandparents were pastors, and the people that led them to the Lord. That is very special to me. So,
amen. Josh?
Good morning. I'm Josh Smith, part-time staff, part-time student. This is not testimony, but Brother Bond, your dog is adorable. And anyway, I use that word, yes. I just like to thank the Lord on a serious note. Thank the Lord for his forgiveness. And Luke talked about the whole reason that we're here is because of salvation. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. And then thank the Lord for the fact that God didn't just forgive us when we trusted him, but that he forgives us every day, multiple times a day when we've failed. And that even in spite of our failures, God lets us, when we get right with him, he gives us more opportunities to serve him. And that he doesn't just throw us away. I'd like to thank him for his grace. I'd like to thank the Lord for my church, Crossroads Baptist Church. I'd like to thank him for the van clan, even though I'm not in the van much this semester. But for Michael Beam and Beck and all the gang there. And they're a real blessing. And I want to thank the Lord for our interim pastor, Pastor Gary Ledbetter. He's been a real encouragement to me. And it's been eye-opening to be able to watch his ministry, and his love for the church is a real blessing. I want to thank the Lord for the classes that I'm able to sit in this semester, both the ones that I'm auditing and then the ones that I'm actually getting to take. They've all been a blessing. Thankful for homiletics and the things that I've, the aspects of life and preaching that I've learned. Not things, not steward things. But I want to thank the Lord for that. And thank the Lord for the, all the students here, the encouragement you all are. And I'm thankful also for the freshman class. You all have been a real blessing as well.
Charlie? Charlie Cowart. I'm a junior pastoral major from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I was reading in my devotions in Joel probably a couple months ago, and I just found a real gem. Joel 2:21 says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." And the Lord has certainly done great things in my life, especially I've been reminiscing just over the past year, just in the Thanksgiving season, looking back and seeing that all the great things that God has done in my life. And I could stand and we could spend a couple hours just talking about how good God has been. But I just want to thank the Lord for a couple things. Well, one, I would like to thank the Lord for his mercies. Brings to mind the passage says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." And so I thank the Lord for his mercy. I also thank the Lord for my job at Walmart. It's definitely made things really, really tight as far as scheduling and things like that. But again, it's of the Lord's mercies. At the current moment, I'm not failing anything, and I've still had somewhat of a social life despite how crazy busy I am. And so I just praise the Lord for that. And finally, I just want to praise the Lord that ultimately his way is perfect. I've asked the Lord for some things this semester, and at the present moment, he has said no. It could be a wait, but at the present moment, I'm taking it as a no. And so ultimately, I know that he has his way is perfect, and he has a better plan for me.
Yeah, Benson. I'm Benson Shore, sophomore, second-man music major from Auchendinny, Scotland. And I just want to praise the Lord along the lines of what Andrew Lawrence was saying and just God's answers to prayer and just the power of prayer. And that was really my focus this summer. Actually, the verse that Charlie just gave, that was my like theme verse, you might say, for the summer. The verse I kept going back to, so that was pretty awesome. But I just want to thank the Lord for the answers to prayer he did give coming into the semester. There's many things I didn't know about. We had to choose a new church, and so we were searching around at the beginning of the semester, and the Lord so clearly led and gave peace in all the answers prayer and everything he gave.
Amen. Lauren?
Hi, I'm Lauren Foster. I'm a freshman music major. I'm also Grace's sister, but that is completely irrelevant. I would just like to praise the Lord for Ambassador Baptist College. Before I came here, I was experiencing a very long period of stagnance in my spiritual walk with God. And it should have bothered me more than it did, but I guess I just didn't really want to. And so when I came here, God really worked in my heart. Of course, I was bombarded with the Bible every single day, and that really helped me to get my focus off of myself and to focus on my relationship with God. And I'm just so thankful for all of you who have really helped me, who have been there for me when I'm being super dramatic and I need help. And I just thank you for all of you. Thank you.
We're glad you're here, Lauren. I've learned if you go in the cafeteria, a lot of times she's the one who's serving you. You want to be nice to the people who serve your food. You don't mess with people that cook your food or serve your food. So you be sure to be nice to Lauren, all right? So, Tim, come ahead.
As he spoiled, my name is Timothy Crone. I'm a freshman pastoral major from Almost Heaven, West Virginia. some of you got that. I'm thankful for a lot of things. There's no way I'd be able to sum it up all here right now, but to put it in three simple points. I like to talk a lot, so I'll keep it short. I'm thankful for this college and the people that are here. When I first came here, I came here with a freshly broken heart. I came here with other baggage on me and all sorts of other problems. And I'm just unaddressed problems. And I'm thankful for the people. I have a notebook that my brother, who's a craftsman, he crafted this other journal that I keep with me. It has a little cross on it. And I often write blessings, things that God's blessed me with. I count my blessings quite literally. And ever since I came here, that journal has been filled with more names than provisions. Names of students, names of teachers, and RAs, ARAs. You've all had a huge impact on me. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the family that's been built here. And second thing I'm thankful for, 2 years ago I was, and even recently, I've been asking God to help me possess burden for those around me. I was not the most empathetic or sympathetic towards people during earlier stages of my life. And I wanted to hold burden for those around me. And I started praying about it. And ever since that prayer, it's been one hardship, one trial after another. To come alongside people who felt like they were losers, guess what I became? A loser. But and so on and so forth. You can keep going down the list, all right? Whether you didn't do well in class, you got this void in your heart, or so on and so forth. You can come up with whatever trial you want. But the point is, I've learned a valuable lesson. There's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. And it talks about how those who've endured trials are given the tools to comfort others because they themselves have been comforted by God. And that's a paraphrase of that verse. But it's a blessing to look back on trials overcome by faith. Now, when you come alongside others, you bless them, and they come around, they bless you with the hearing of the word. And I'm just thankful for the word. I'm thankful for this college.
All right, Samuel, why don't you come and sing for us?
Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel. In a moment, we'll have another round of testimonies. But I'll tell you, I'm going to share a couple here. And then when I'm done, we have a male quartet. They're going to sing. And then after that, we'll have another round of testimonies. This morning, I was reflecting a lot about our faculty and our staff. And I'm so thankful. You don't know the stories behind most of them unless they've shared them. But so many of them left established ministries at a part of your life where you would rather have stability than change, and jump into an environment of hyperactive college students. It's quite a change, and I'm very grateful for those that left places where they were ministering. They were happy where they were ministering, and God burdened their heart to come here, and they really came by faith. And, you know, the truth is the faculty and the staff that the Lord has put together here, ultimately it's the Lord that has assembled it. And I'm grateful for them. And also some growing pains for me personally. I know many of you are aware that we're in this library gym project. And the bottom line is we need $750,000 by the next summer so that we can complete the project. Here, I think we're just over 53 or something like that. So we've gotten off to a start. We still have a long ways to go. And the last few weeks have been a little bit pressure packed, trying to get the money to get certain things done at certain times. And it was, you know, it's sort of like Mr. Bun when the first of the month comes. Isn't that when your school bills are due? And some of you strangely disappear and fall off the map. You're like, email? What email? He didn't email me. Or I haven't checked my email or my phone. For some reason, they don't get his text. I don't know how that works. But I sort of felt some of that syndrome as we had just done the heating and air. And then after that, the glass storefront. And we needed a certain amount of money for that, and we just don't have it. And so you just swallow hard and you say, well, Lord, then I was talking to Brother Haynes, and Brother Haynes said, well, you know, they're just now ordering the glass. It's not going to be in until such and such time. And I was like, hallelujah, that's wonderful. That's great news. Great to hear it's behind schedule. But, you know, it's just a constant reminder to me that God's schedule and my schedule, they often they don't coincide. And there are things that are bigger than you that you just have to just say, all right, Lord, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And I don't care whether you're a college student or you've been saved for 30 years. You're having to learn those lessons continually. And I'm glad that the Lord's still teaching me. And I look forward to this time next year, that prayer being answered, that being done, and you being able to enjoy it. But I'll tell you, along the way, I'm sure this is first of many instances where it'll be, Lord, we're just going to have to wait on you. And I'm thankful that he still teaches us. Fellows, why don't you come and sing for us here before we have another round of testimony.
Jesus, our matchless King. Wonderful the praise which to Him we sing. Wonderful the friend unto whom we cling on the way to glory land. Our Lord is leading us to glory. Oh, so wonderful is He. Wonderful is He. Wonderful is He, leading us to realms of glory, singing as we go, making known the love that made us free,
that made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to all, offering to all, offering to all. Wonderful is He who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is He. Wonderful is Jesus who saves by grace. Wonderful the beauty of His dear face. So we seek with Him an abiding place in the blessed glory land.
wonderful is He.
Is our Savior.
Wonderful is He.
Is ever.
Wonderful is He. Leading us to realms of glory, singing as we go. Making known the love that made us free.
That made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to all. Offering to all. Offering to all. Wonderful is He who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is He.
Wonderful is Jesus, who saves us all. Wonderful is He who can keep us whole. That is why we seek the eternal goal in the wondrous glory land. Our Lord is leading us to glory. Oh, so wonderful is He. Wonderful is He. Wonderful is He. Leading us to realms of glory, singing as we go. Making known the love that made us free.
That made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to all. Offering to all. Offering to all. Wonderful is He who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful is He, our Lord is leading us to glory. Oh, so wonderful is He, wonderful is He, wonderful is He, leading us to realms of glory, singing as we go, making known the love that made us free,
that made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to all, offering to all, offering to all. Wonderful is He who leads us lovingly above. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is He.
Thank you, gentlemen. I was disappointed. I was hoping they'd go even higher. It's fun to watch them sing from behind. And you see their postures and such, but you can tell the higher it gets sometimes, the more uncomfortable it gets for them. But well, this is probably, I'm going to imagine, maybe our last round, depending on just how many respond. But if you'd like to give a testimony, I'm going to ask you to come. Just go ahead and make your way here. And there we go. We'll take those that are on their way. And we'll sort of go time-wise. We'll see. From there, come right ahead. And, yeah, I encourage you guys to come. Yeah, just scooch the line on up there, okay? All right, let's see what we can get done here. This will be officially our last round of testimonies. We'll have some music that we'll end with and some announcements about the meal. All right, so we'll start with you, Michaela.
Hi, I'm Michaela Woon. I'm from Nepal/Asheville, North Carolina. I am an English Bible sophomore. I want to praise the Lord just for the little things. I know several people have mentioned different things that, just small things God has done for them. And yesterday was a really hard day for me spiritually, and I was just struggling staying focused on the Lord. And at the end of the day, I went back to the dorm, and I was just, like, thinking about something. I was like, man, I would really like to have this. And that evening, one of the other girls in my dorm came up to me, and they're like, hey, if this, they brought something, and they're like, hey, if this works for you, you can have it if you want it. And I was like, that's exactly what I was thinking about just a couple minutes ago. And I was like, that was just a big encouragement for me that God knows exactly, you know, what our desires are, what we want. And sometimes He's just willing to give it to us just because He's a good Father. I also want to thank the Lord that, just as He's been teaching me that He's my shepherd this year, it's been difficult, and it is still difficult. I'm still learning to trust Him as my shepherd, that He's going to lead me and guide me. And but He's still working on me, and I praise Him for that.
Amen.
Josiah Hill from Ireland, rising senior. I want to praise God for each semester teaching me a new set of lessons that I didn't really realize that I needed to be taught before I went through them. But I'm very glad now, each time, that he has taught me those things. And there are so many lessons, and I don't have the time to explain all of the things that God has been working in my life since I've been at college. But this semester, God has really helped me with understanding his heart about patience and also about trusting the process. You know, I think that's something that God has taught me before, but something that I have to keep going back and relearning in different aspects, and possibly something that he's going to keep teaching me for the rest of my life, because I'm not God, and he is, and he sees what I don't see, and he's willing to patiently lead me if I'm willing to trust that we're going to get where he wants to get to in his timing. And another thing that I just wanted to mention that God brought to my mind while I was sitting there listening to all these testimonies is that Antonio was a real blessing to me. I mean, he's a blessing in general, but he was a real blessing to me last year, and he taught me a lesson I never forgot. I think he was coming out of Christian Home, and he had his book open, and he was showing me something that he had just learned, and it was this diagram that described that the reason why we ought to allow other people to bless us and to be a blessing to us and things that we think, oh, you don't have to do that for me, is because you're giving them an opportunity to be blessed by blessing you, and then you can continue the cycle of blessing, and you can stop other people being blessed by not wanting to be blessed by others. And that's just something I never forgot, Antonio, and I just praise God that God teaches us lessons through other people even, and that's something that stuck with me, is like, I need to be humble enough to receive things from others so that I can continue that, encourage them to also continue to be a blessing.
Julie.
Hello, I'm Julie Tapp. I'm a junior from Smyrna, Tennessee. I'm a music major. I would like to praise the Lord that he doesn't let me quit. I was thinking back over this semester and different things, and they've been rough, and there's especially the little things this semester were just wanting to get me down, and I was getting a rut, and then I get out of it, and then the rut come back, and I'm so thankful for every time I've just been struggling, and it comes down, I'm like, who can I turn to? I'm like, oh, they're all struggling too. Well, I guess I have to turn to the Lord, which I should have done in the first place, but he's always there for me to fall back on, and not that I should fall back on it, but he's always there to keep me from quitting. Every time I've been down, it's like, no, God's not going to let me quit. And thinking about that, this semester made me think back to the spring of my freshman year. I was really struggling, and we had a bunch of messages right in a row. One, he preached about how life is a game, and he said, stay in the game, don't quit. And one of the phrases he used was, don't tap out. And since that's my last name, it really hit home for me. But then we had a bunch of series, right? Bunch of messages there, and the Lord really encouraged me. I remember someone giving a testimony in chapel, and they said, they've served God this long, why quit now? And it was just the Lord really hammered into me, don't quit there. And I especially praise the Lord for my roommate, Kaylee. She took a little sticky note and wrote, stay in the game, don't quit. And I've had that in my Bible ever since then. And I just look back at that, and I'm like, wow. Praise the Lord that he doesn't let me quit, and he has friends who encourage me to not quit.
Amen. Caroline.
Hello, I'm Caroline Farley. I'm a sophomore ELED major from Yalaha, Florida. And there is so much that I can thank God for just from this semester. But what I really wanted to thank him for was just surrounding me with people who understand me and love me, because through a lot of my life, and not because of others, but I decided that I was going to be alone. I didn't want people to be with me, and unlike some of you special people who love talking to others, I don't like talking to people. So I was just okay with being alone and having God with me, and I was okay with that. I was like, I don't need others. I have God. So when I came here, it was like being like forced into a place where people will love you no matter what you say, you know, and no matter how special your circumstances, God gives you someone who understands you and had them go through what you went through, even though it hurt. They're there to help you. And people who lived in the same circumstances as you, they're there to encourage you and understand you. And it was just so wonderful to have that. There are moments throughout this semester where I just feel so loved. Last night, I was just sitting in Devos, and I was just thinking, wow, I'm so surrounded by the people I love. And it was just so encouraging to just feel loved by everyone. And, like, there are, like, random things when, like, people run after me and they're like, hello, how are you? I'm happy to see you. And it just makes me so happy that I'm in a place where people love me and that I can love them back, and I no longer feel alone.
I'm Ruth Annetta, a sophomore church ministries major from Wisconsin. This has kind of been a long time coming, but I haven't really publicly praised God for this, but definitely something that's made a lot of difference in my life is loss, especially the last few years. I wouldn't be here at Ambassador if it weren't for my grandma and pastor. At pastor's funeral was actually where I heard about the one-year program, and I came last year because of that. And another thing that I'm thankful for is lack. I didn't have siblings, and that kind of made me who I am, made me able to just reach out and make that bond with people where they're like siblings to me rather than just acquaintances. And it made a lot of change when I came here. It helped me to acclimate a bit quicker. I am who I am today because of the things I didn't have, the things that I've had, and the things that I've lost.
I want to thank God for guidance, for bringing me to the school, and for His grace. And my name is Caleb Rayfield, freshman.
Brother Clements.
Well, I want to praise God today for His work in my life. I'm at a place in my Christian life where I've never been before, and it's wonderful. I think it started probably last spring when Brother Bill contacted me about coming here. I soon realized that the Lord wanted to do more in me than through me, and He began to work in me and do some things in my life. And I'll tell you what, it's so liberating and freeing to be where you know God wants you to be, not just the geography, not just the place, but in your walk. And He's so real to me today, and I've never been where I'm at today. And I think you young people need to know that on the faculty, we're believers too, and we're growing, and God's working our lives as well. And I am glad to be here, though I felt like a freshman when I came here. And when I came here this summer, all the faculty would come by and say, We're really praying for you. And I thought, oh my. Yeah, after a while I understood why they were praying. So, and I knew right away that the Lord had brought me to a family, not just a school. That's one of the unique things about our school. It's a family. I found that out last week. I just want to thank you for showing the love of Christ to me. I was hugged. I was prayed with. I was prayed for. Cards, lattes. You can keep those coming, by the way. And so I just praise God for our family, our Ambassador family, the faculty, the staff, and especially the students. I am thankful to be here. Thank you.
Drew Sinclair, sophomore, Youth Ministries. I'd like to thank the Lord mainly for the missions conference. Going into it this year, I had a much better idea of what was going to happen than last year, and I was really looking forward to it. And when it finished, I was back in the dorms. We had we had devos, and I told him, I was like, man, I really wanted to, like, run the pews, but then I remembered we're not Pentecostal, so we couldn't do that. And then I was like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? I'll do whatever. And, you know, it for a while it was like this mentality of, like, why am I just here, like, studying for Luke and tests? There's people going to hell. And I realized that, like, I had this memory of this one evangelist that spoke at a meeting that I went to, and he explained how when you're where God wants you to be and you're doing what God wants you to do, you shouldn't do what you're doing for God. You should do it with God. That when God tells you, like, I'm going to be doing this in your life, do you want to come with me and experience that, or do you want to go your own way? And it was like, even though I'm not necessarily where I wish I could be, I'm where I should be. And if I left that, then the Lord would be over here and I would be way over here and there wouldn't be joy. So I'm just thankful for that.
I had a professor in college, Dr. Surrett, and he would get on to us once in a while when we would say, you know, we just want to just quit school and go out in the ministry. That's where we need to be. And he would remind us, listen, somebody's going to be in Bible college when the Lord returns. It might as well be you. So, you know, he would tell us that. So.
Hello, I am Jameson Myers, and I'm a master's student, but I'm a new guy around here, so this is my first semester here. And I'm from, probably relate most closely to Tanzania, Africa, although I'm not really from anywhere, if you know what I mean. Missionary kid problems. But I would like to praise the Lord, and I was thinking about what I could give for a testimony yesterday, and probably one of the most prominent things that I could think about in this past year that the Lord has really given to me is exactly what Andrew Lawrence and Benson have already said, and I want to keep that echo going, you know, just make it redound. But is that a prayer and answer to prayer? And thinking back over how the Lord has answered very specific prayers, even though they haven't been all immediate, I can think of one that I had been praying for since recently after my salvation a few years back, after my call to ministry as a missionary. I've been praying about where the Lord would have me to serve long term. And I knew that the Lord wanted me to serve wherever I wanted to be with the mentality that would be for a lifetime. And so that was a little bit scary to think about, you know. And I've been praying about it. And towards the beginning of this year, the Lord allowed the opportunity for me to take a survey trip to one of the places that I had been praying about. And I'm not going to say where it is, but I was able to go there, and the Lord's hand was just very evident in that trip. There was a couple specific prayers that I've been praying that I had answered, that the Lord answered in that trip, and even one that wasn't. But you know, I'm trying not to let that bother me. It does bother me, but you know, the Lord knows, and the Lord ultimately doesn't want me trusting in a prayer that I pray. He wants me to trust Him. And so I'm continuing forth in faith, but I'm praising the Lord that He did call me to that country, at least for now, and how He's answered those specific prayers about where He's leading me, and just that He will provide in His time and in His way. There's this one quote that I'm probably going to butcher, but I like the mentality of this quote. It's by a guy that I don't remember his name. He says, when men work, but when men pray, God works. And that's one of the primary things that I've seen this past year, is that when I pray, however slowly, the Lord does work, and it's in His time and in his perfect way.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Conley. I'm Dr. Beal's secretary. Thinking about things that I'm grateful for, there are so many things, and first and foremost, my salvation. But I want to just really praise God for the ministry that he's given me here. When I was young, I wanted to be an air traffic controller, so he gave me this job, and it's pretty close. But the thing that I love the most about this ministry is you guys, because and Justin gave testimony the other night at church, and he doesn't remember the word that he used, but I'm pretty sure he said it. But he said, I came rolling in thinking that I had everything under control when I got here. And we see that over and over. Freshman class comes in, and you come rolling in, and you've got it all under control. But from a faculty and staff viewpoint, we get to watch you roll in, and then we get to watch you fall down and bust your nose. But then we get to see God grow you and raise you back up and become something new throughout the 4, 5, 6, 7 years that you're here. But that is the best part of my ministry here, is having my children come and grow and go out and do something for the Lord. So I'm just very grateful for my ministry here.
Amen. Steve.
Stephen Andrews. I'm a junior pastoral major from Herman, Maine. I'm a bit of a failure because I only have a 2-point Thanksgiving outline. So that's the first thing. I'm a bit of a failure because it's only two points. And the English people like Josiah are going to hate me for the second point. So there we go. I guess that makes a 4-point outline. But anyway, so I'm thankful for God's guidance. This past spring semester, I was really searching about what should I do for the summer. And I love home. I love being at home. But that's not always God's plan for you. And so it came to a point where I had to make a decision. I prayed. I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he gave me a verse. And I believe he directed me to be at home. And it was awesome. I got to be careful because my sister's here, but I got to be the only child. Okay, so it was awesome. I got to be at home with mom and dad, and God gave us some great times together. There was another thing this summer that I really wanted to go and do, but I just believed that God didn't want me to do it. I still don't know why, but I can rest in the fact that God has a plan. I see that this summer went awesome being at home. I don't know why he wanted me not to go on the trip I was hoping to go on this summer. But I can trust that he knows what's best. The other thing, this is where the English people are not going to like me. I'm thankful for God's guidance, but it's also for his providence. You're welcome, Josiah. So I'm from Maine. Maine people are rather independent. We really don't like admitting we don't have it all together. We don't like admitting that we can't do it on our own. And we even more dislike having to actually see that we can't do it on our own. And this past spring, at least I didn't procrastinate giving this testimony, you know. But this past spring semester, I got to the point where I was looking at the bank and I said, Lord, I can't do this anymore. And it was real. Like, I actually had to come to grips with this, that I don't think this is going to work. And the Lord provided for me, both while I was at home and also, I mean, while I was at school. And even when I got home at the end of the semester, in the first week or so, God provided for me again. And on the way home, though, I called my boss. I was like an hour or so away from home. I had a job all lined up for the summer. It's where I worked before I went to school. I loved the shop. I loved the guys there. And he called me back either that day or the next day and said, hey, business is taking a bad turn. I don't actually have a place for you. So I'm home where God told me to go. I have no job. And so within probably about 3 days, the Lord provided something for me to do all summer. Not my favorite thing to do, not what I would naturally go to, but God provided in that as well. And I'm just thankful for that.
I'm Jasmine Yeager, second semester, 1-year Bible from Lowell, Iowa. I've been wrestling with God about getting this testimony because I'm not one that shares my thoughts or my emotions, but just a couple things God's been teaching me this semester. So back in 2017, my dad passed away. Of course, I struggled with that, and I was like, God, why would you take him away? And then 3 days after we got back from this to this semester, I found out that the man that was like a father figure in my life back home passed away as well. So then God just like, well, this is why I allowed your dad to pass away, so you can be a blessing to your friends that now don't have a dad. That is just was such a blessing to me that I can finally see why God allowed that to happen. So you might not be able to see it right now. You might not see it next year. It might be several years down the road. But there's a reason why God allows you to go through stuff. And the second thing God's been teaching me is that he is my heavenly father. Well, I might not have a father here on earth. I have him.
Amen. Amen. Zechariah.
Zechariah Bowmaster, pastoral major from Bangor, Maine. I'm just thankful that kind of these past couple weeks or even about a month or two now, just being able to see seemingly results in visitation. I know there's so many times that we go out on door-to-door visitation and people seem to have no interest. And I know in kind of my own ideas, sometimes I kind of gave up. But just this past couple weeks or even a month or so, we've been going back to someone who seems very open. And I'm just thankful that God gives us that encouragement that that there are people out there who are looking and that he can bring us to them. And the second thing I have is also thankful for God using people to challenge us. There's times that we know what we believe, but we don't always know why we believe it. And yes, some of it is because of what we've been taught by our parents, but sometimes we just need to figure out why we believe what we believe for ourselves. And I know that's kind of come up in the past, this past semester as well, challenged on why I believe what I believe. And just seeing God use that to be able to nail some things down, solidify, yes, this is why I believe and why I believe what I believe according to the Bible.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Coffey. I am, I think, a three-year theology major, but I'm figuring that out. For the prayer life that I've had, it's usually been summed up with using it as an excuse to complain to God about everything that I don't like. And every once in a while, I'll throw in, oh, I'm thankful for this, and yeah, I'm glad you did this too. And beginning in the summer, God really just started, well, he didn't start, but he was working on me through my prayer life and how weak it really was. And I knew going into the summer that I was going to need to have money for a school bill. And, I don't really remember exactly what point it was at, but through the project that the school was doing, we were encouraged in some of our meetings we do over the summer to pray for one of the funds that the year provided. And I think we prayed for it at the beginning of the week. It was a really big fund, and I think it was like $70,000 or something. And we were like, by the end of the week, let's pray that they have it. And I think 2 days later, they had it. And I was like, wow, God, that's really cool. I'm never going to doubt you with my school bill. And I came to school, and I was like, I need to pay my school bill, God. I'm trying to do this. And he really just showed me through, going through me through prayer and things like that, that I was depending on myself and that I was really just making all about me, and I wanted to do it on my own. But God showed me that he's the one who provides, and he's the one who wants me here. And so I'm thankful for the job he gave me. I was not expecting to do that. And then he provided a job that was I wasn't expecting at all, but he really just provided a lot through that and also just many other ways. So I'm thankful for him growing me in my prayer life and just for providing me, for me to come here.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jonathan Roy. I'm a freshman currently in the one-year Bible, still praying about a major. So prayer seems to be a common theme this morning, but I'd say before I came here, since I've been here while I'm here at church, the Lord's just really been working on my prayer life, and I really didn't have much of a prayer life, to be honest, you know, just selfish praying, basically, and but a verse that I commonly would read, but just kind of glaze over here, pray without ceasing and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The Lord's been teaching me that's, you know, I used to think, well, who prays without ceasing, right? Like, but that's like an attitude, and just going about your day, thanking God, praying for his help, his guidance, his direction. And even if little things, big things, like, I mean, I get, every time I have a test, I get stressed out about it, basically. I pray for those, pray before I go to work. And the Lord, I just seeing the Lord work since I've really been calling upon his name. And also just the love of God and how he's been teaching me to pray. And as the disciples asked, you know, teach us to pray, Lord. The Lord used a lot of things in my life on that end. A good book, How to Pray by R.A. Torrey. My pastor, evangelist, and my sister. But I'm just so thankful for the Lord in that he loves us so much and he always has an open ear. And I don't need to worry, and his answer is always on time. And just what prayer provides for strength, like, there's been a lot of, since I came here, a lot of trials, big ones in my family, and it's just like, I'm, you know, Satan's working overtime to knock me down, to discourage me, to make me quit. But when I go before God's throne, it's just amazing. I just wanted to say those things about prayer.
Lily.
Hi, my name is Lily King. I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia, and I am a sophomore missions major. I'm really thankful that God provided me a job this semester other than the library. I came to school, and I was like, okay, I can work in the library, and then the Lord will provide from there. And after fall break and after missions conference, I had to go to Mr. Bunn, and he was like, the library work aid is not going to be enough. And I still had a lot left. And I remember walking back to my room and trying not to cry. And then once I got to my room, I was just pouring my heart out to the Lord. And I remember asking God, why? If you want me here, why aren't you providing for me? And I was thinking about the verse, God shall supply all your needs. I'm like, why not my needs? And everybody, like a lot of people get up and testify in chapel, and they're like, oh, the Lord put this amount of money on my school bill. The Lord paid my school bill. And I'm just like, why can't I give that testimony? Why is it not me? And I was really frustrated. I'm like, I don't want to have to get a secular job. I don't want to have to work out in the world. I like the bubble of school. I like being around people who love the Lord and are saved and believe the way I believe. I don't want to have to work out with people who are going to question or make fun of me or whatever the reason is. And I was just really struggling with that. And so I applied for a job. I wasn't going to. And I was really struggling with that. And I called my mom, and she was like, well, I think you should do it. You should just push yourself, go apply for a job. And at Chick-fil-A, they have, like, you have walk-in interviews. They ask you, like, 5 questions, and they're like, okay, we'll call you. And within a week, I had the job. It was just so instantaneous, and I was just like, Lord, this is where you want me. And I got the job, and I've been working there for, like, a week. And already there's been, like, some questions asked, like, why are you wearing a skirt instead of pants? Or why do you believe this? And, like, just mentioned questions in passing. And, like, nothing negative. It's just, it's been a growing experience for me because I'm talkative, but I'm not, like, talk to strangers people kind of person. And I just, it's been really pushing me. And also, I'm really grateful for just the family atmosphere here at Ambassador. My freshman year, I kind of talked to people, but, like, I had my clique group and, like, didn't talk to anybody else. And I was just, like, I didn't try to talk to anybody else. But then, like, this year, like, knowing more upperclassmen better and, like, I know that there are people on this campus I can go to be like, hey, can you pray for me about this? Or, like, hey, you want to study? And I just, I'm really grateful for the friends that I've made here and also for the staff members. Everybody is just so kind and so patient and loving, and they care so much about you. They have a genuine care for not just your education, but your spiritual life as well. So I'm really grateful for that.
All right, looks like we're down to one side. All right, so we just have a few more left, so come ahead.
My name is Lucy Granado from Santiago de Chile. I'm a junior missions major, and I want to praise the Lord for His word because it's been just my rock where I've been standing on this semester. I don't think before I came here, I had, you know, the Word of God is important. It's the thing that you have to live with as a Christian, but I don't think I ever saw it as my personal strength and my personal just help. And I've just been getting a lot from the Word of God this semester, especially with me being alone here without my sister. Sometimes my sister will be the one to be there for me, and I wouldn't, you know, something happened, and the first thing I would think of is call my mom or go to my sister and be like, hey, this happened. But now I just, you know, my sister, I mean, we still talk on the phone, you know, but sometimes she's not available all the time, but God is. So I am just thankful that the Lord is there for me, and that He gave me this verse, Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And getting to know Him and getting to know God is what has given me the stillness. Of course, sometimes I forget and I just, you know, but I am so grateful that the Lord still wants me back, and thanking Him and thinking of Him and coming back to Him for help. And another thing is, I want to praise the Lord for this school and for the people that I've been able to trust and almost become family with. As a foreign student, sometimes, well, when I came here, I just felt so out of place. So I felt like everybody hated me, which is not true. But it just was hard. But people just were so nice to me and willing to listen to me, and even some ladies here that work here have been able to take me and give me a mom advice, and I really appreciate that. You have no idea. I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Okay, Ryan.
Ryan Deeley, junior pastoral major from Williamstown, West Virginia. And I just want to thank the Lord so much. He's been so good to me, so much more than I deserve. Not only has He saved my soul, but He's given me a great family who prays for me so much, and I'm so thankful for that. He's given me such a great church to go to, both back home and here. He's given me great friends. He's just been so, so good to me, way, way, way more than I deserve. And here recently, I'm just so thankful for how He leads. He doesn't just drop us on this earth and say, hey, live your life. No, He has His word. He gives us direction. He tells us what to do, and I'm just so thankful for how God leads in the big things and in the small things. When I say, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing, God always has an answer, and I'm just so thankful to God for that.
Yeah, Kaylee.
Hello, my name is Kaylee Thorndike. I am a junior elementary education major, and I'm from Illinois. I just want to praise God this morning. I would be a hypocrite if I stood up here and told you that my heart has gratefully and joyfully accepted everything that God has allowed in my life. Some of you know that my health has not been well since June of this year, and it's made this semester difficult. But I want to share a verse with you that is very true about my life, and it's John 14:18. It says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You know, this verse doesn't promise that life will be easy. In fact, I think it kind of implies that life will be hard. It will be difficult, but at least in my life, through trials, I have seen that God has comforted me. He's been my helper. He's been my friend. He's been with me every step of the way. He got me through the bacteria skin infection this semester, and I just know that he's always walking with me. He delights to answer my prayer request. He provided quarters for me in a way that I never expected, and I'm so blessed. I'm very thankful for him.
Hi, Mariah Myers from Tanzania, Africa / Pennsylvania, Missionary Kid Problems. 1 year Bible senior. I would just like to praise the Lord for his direction. When I came here, I was in a place of total surrender, which is just a great place to be. It's a very satisfying place to be because there really isn't anything for you to worry about when you're completely surrendered to God. Whatever step you need to take is the one that God shows you, and you're not moving unless God shows you the step that you're taking because you're completely surrendered. So God has really just directed me this semester, and which is what I've been praying for, so I'd like to praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Hello, I'm Katrina Willis. I'm a 1 year Bible, but I'll be here for 2 years, Dr. Spencer. I have two things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for God giving you the things that you need when you need them, especially with lessons that you need to learn. About 2 months into the semester, I finally got homesick. And then I had a lot of trials that came into my life. And I remember I was really down that day, and I started walking around campus for about an hour. And I was praying, but more like complaining. And I finally talked to my mom that night about it. And she helped me put things in perspective and was telling me that when you have trials come into your life, it's for a purpose. And it's for to grow you and grow your character. And then the next day, with all three of my classes, every single one of them were about trials. And then the chapel service. And it was just, it helped me grow and just put things in the right perspective about my trials in life. They're going to help me grow. And they're going to help me as a person. And God is trying to teach me something through that scenario. And then a couple weeks later, I got sick really badly. And halfway through the day, I was just praying about it. And I was just like, okay, Lord, I know you're trying to teach me something. And I had learned that lesson from previous. And then the second thing I want to be thankful for is my job. I love working. And I have to say my favorite place on this campus is that kitchen. It's just kind of your safe haven, or for me it is. I just absolutely love being in there, especially from my past job that I had. The job, the work was good, but the people were not. And I just love being able to feel refreshed when I leave the kitchen, and just I don't absolutely hate it. And even at 5:30 when it's freezing cold, I don't mind going. And I like my job that God provided for me.
Caleb Hood, music major, freshman. Before I came here, I asked somebody for advice about Bible college, and they said, your roommates can become your worst enemies. I was like, oh, okay, didn't know what to expect. And so I didn't really know what I was getting into, but the Lord knew what I needed and gave me my roommates, Josiah, Crow, and Israel. And he knew that I needed one that was a senior and one that was a freshman. He knew I needed one that was pretty chill and one that was a grammar Nazi. But we've had good times together. Josiah and I have had some awesome arguments. Israel and I have laughed so hard we couldn't stand up anymore. But most importantly, we've had great times of just either getting to go and witness together or good conversations that helped me learn things and grow. And even just great prayer together every Wednesday night, room prayer. And so I just want to thank the Lord for my roommates.
All right, this is what we're going to do to end our chapel service. I'm going to audible here just a little bit, so if all the parties will listen, nobody gets lost or killed in the process here. Ensemble, we're not going to have you sing to end, but I will tell you this, we're going to have you sing to start Monday morning first thing. So I'm telling you that now because I know you won't forget it. And you will be ready to go first thing on Monday in the Monday morning service. You'll be ready to go. I'm going to ask Brother Hankey to come. He's going to give us some announcements. Brother Clements, I'm going to ask you to come, and I'm going to have you close in prayer. But you can go, come on up to the platform if you would. Brother Hankey is going to come and give you some announcements about the meal that is to follow and anything pertinent that you need to know about the break. And then Brother Robertson is going to come and he's going to lead us in congregational singing one last time as we sing together. And then I'm going to have Brother Clements lead us in prayer and ask the Lord to bless the break and that the Lord's hand would be on us all. So listen carefully as Brother Hankey gives the announcements. Then Brother Robertson will have a stand and lead us in a song. Then Brother Clements will dismiss us in prayer.
Okay, I know most of you are disappointed that there's no more classes after chapel today, but we'll pray for you that the Lord will ease that pain. But for those of you that are staying for the meal, we have some instructions for you, but we also have a request from the facilities department. For any of you that are parked in the back parking lot in the gravel area, if immediately after chapel, if you would move your vehicle to one of the paved parking lots, they're going to be doing some smoothing work back there, and if you can, the sooner you can move the vehicles there, the more efficiently they can do that. And if the ones that are doing that work are able to leave for Thanksgiving break, it allows them to do that a little earlier, too. So we appreciate your help with that. Also, for the Thanksgiving meal, that was a sign up, and many of you have signed up. We actually have more who have signed up than we can fit in the cafeteria at one time. We have we counted the seats this morning. There's 120 seats between the upper and lower area, and we have 160 who've signed up. So that means that we need about 40 of you approximately, if you'd be willing. If you need to go, then go ahead and go and get in line. But if you are going to be around a little while and it's not time sensitive, if we have, you know, 40 or so folks who could hang back a little while, let the first shift go through, and then if you can come eat lunch on second shift, that would help us. If you give us 30, 35 minutes after the serving line starts, then come check. There'll be some seats that are opened up at that time. Also, as for those of you that are eating on the first time through, if you would make sure to use all the seats efficiently, and that way we can get as many in as possible, we'd greatly appreciate that.
Well, let's stand together, and in just a moment I'm going to have the instruments give us a chord, and we're going to sing "Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul." Don't even think you need the books, but then we'll follow that up by singing the doxology to close with this morning. That's in your front cover if you need that. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And we will sing that as just notes of equal value. There's a little note at the bottom of your music if you're really worried about that. And it's there. But thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Just lift it up together without the instruments, everyone. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation. God from whom all blessings flow. Sing it together. Praise God from whom all
together. Father, you are so good, and today we have praised you, and we have much to praise you for. And we pray for our students as they take this break. Lord, I pray for protection over them as they travel to and from. Lord, I pray for refreshment of their bodies, but Lord, even more importantly, that you refresh their soul. May they have time alone with you. Lord, I pray that you protect them from the attacks of the enemy that would try to discourage or distract or get them off course. Help them to be true to you. And then, Lord, I pray that they had an opportunity to share the gospel with someone. May we hear reports of people being saved because of us sowing the seed. That's what we're here learning. That's what we're about. And so, again, we're thankful our student body. We love them. We pray you bring them back safely to us in a few days, in Jesus' name. Amen.